What's the, first off, this being a game against Missouri, what was your initial reaction when you heard that you were going up against the Tigers?
It's a coincidence. Me and Devin spoke before leaving high school that one day we would play each other in a bowl game.
So you say.
And we, as soon as we got the message, we immediately called each other.
And just, I guess, how would you describe the relationship that you developed with him on the field when you guys were in high school?
You know, it was definitely somebody I needed because, you know, without him, you know, passing game wouldn't work and, you know, vice versa. And we definitely developed, you know, an on-field relationship as well as an off-field during that time in our senior year. We became pretty good friends. We had this little group we called, we had in high school our senior year.
I guess elaborate a little bit on just what it was like.
You know, it was just a bunch of football players and a couple of our other friends. We just all made, you know, stayed together and did a lot of things off the field. You know, we all had kind of girlfriends that kind of had that hung out around each other. So it was easy to just, you know, go double dating and things like that.
Sounds like your mom also cooked a little for everybody.
Oh, yeah. She always cooks.
What was the favorite meal at that point?
You know, she makes these, like, honey hot wings, macaroni and cheese, sweet potatoes. Yeah, but she definitely throws down most all the time.
Did when you made the decision to come to Iowa, did you ever persuade Devin to join you?
Oh, yeah, we both tried to, you know, go to the same place. Where it was just one thing that maybe held both of us back from each place, that, you know, we decided to go our separate ways, but we knew we would meet up sometime.
Like, what's it like knowing that you talked about how you said that you guys were going to meet each other again one day, seeing that actually became reality?
It's pretty cool. You know, not a lot of times you get to see, like, a lot of your high school friends again playing in the same field as you did in high school. So it's pretty good feeling.
Now, just with some of the, I guess the last few weeks in general, how difficult has that been on you guys as a team, just kind of dealing with all the, I guess, off-field distractions and, you know?
Well, you know, really, you know, those off-field distractions have really been put in the past. We told ourselves we're at this stage now, we're moving on, and we're going to have to move on if we want to, you know, compete against Missouri. Missouri's been the focus, and definitely we've been trying to put in our efforts to improve every day at practice.
Well, I guess just like, when you were going through that, though, was it something that was weighing a lot on your minds before you were able to put it behind you?
You know, at this stage, you know, we're all grown men out here. We, you know, there's times we make mistakes. So right now, you know, we're at a stage moving forward. Like I said, that's behind us, and really, it's really no need for us to talk about it.
What about as far as... It sounds like he came from Georgia, Devin did, and you kind of welcomed in because he kind of said he didn't know anybody. And
yeah,
he was kind of a stranger.
Well, definitely, the first day I met Devin, we had a 7-on-7 at the school, and I remember this. If you ask any of our other teammates in high school, we had a 7-on-7, and he definitely made himself welcome because I literally threw him a swing ball, and he juked the whole defense. And you know, with our defense in high school, we were pretty good. And, you know, when he did that, we was like, okay, well, it's time to bring him in, make him part of the family because he's a pretty good player.